Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Schofield. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Burton. Batting third. The right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Stargell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Schwall. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Don Schwall. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Amado Samuel. Batting second. The first baseman, Tim Harkness. Batting third. The third baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting fourth. The catcher, Jesse Gonder. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ed Cranepool. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Larry Elliott. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Larry Burrough. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Bierneth. Pitching for the New York Mets, Larry Bierneth. And now, play ball. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burrough scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burton hits a fly ball into center field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente takes first base on ball four. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Gonder for a passed ball. Clemente moves to second. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell hits a pop-up towards third. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Amado Samuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samuel hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards right. Clemente fields it and throws to second to catch Harkness for the out. Two outs. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin bunts towards the mound. Bierneth fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clendenin moves to third. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Samuel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Clendenin scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Pirates. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani hits a fly ball into center field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Clendenin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schwall fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clemente. Elliott reaches second base with a double. Larry Burrait is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrait hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Schwall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schwall strikes out. One out. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0 for 1 in the game. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harkness scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Schofield for the out. Two outs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 1 in the game. Verdon hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burrait scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Larry Bearnerth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearnerth hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Amado Samuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samuel is 0 for 1 in the game. Samuel bunts towards first. Clendenin scoops it up and throws to first, with Mazeroski covering, for the out. Bearnerth moves to second. One out. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Harkness hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bearnerth moves to third. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunt takes first base on ball 4. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonder hits a line drive towards short. Schofield reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0 for 1 in the game. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burrait scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Clendenin hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Pirates. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hunt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 1 in the game. Mazeroski hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Pagliarani fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Elliott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0 for 1 in the game. Pagliarani hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Don Schwall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schwall is 0 for 1 in the game. Schwall hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0 for 2 in the game. Schofield takes first base on ball 4. Pagliarani moves to second. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Verdon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pagliarani moves to third. Schofield moves to second. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burrait fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pagliarani scores. Schofield moves to third. Verdon moves to second. It's 3-0, Pirates. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0 for 2 in the game. Stargell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cranepool. Stargell reaches second base with a double. Schofield scores. Verdon scores. Clemente moves to third. It's 5-0, Pirates. Galen Sisco now pitching. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Clendenin hits a line drive towards third. Hunt reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Clemente scores. Stargell scores. It's 7-0, Pirates. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 2 in the game. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Samuel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 7, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Larry Burrait is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burrait is 0 for 1 in the game. Burrait hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Christopher pinch hits for Galen Sisco. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amado Samuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samuel is 0 for 1 in the game. Samuel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 7, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Jerry Hinsley now pitching. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground towards short. Samuel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Schwal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schwal is 0-for-2 in the game. Schwal hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Schofield hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Verdon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schwal moves to second. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Clemente hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cranepool, who is chasing the ball. Clemente reaches third base with a triple. Schwal scores. Verdon goes all the way around to score. It's 9-0, Pirates. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Stargell hits a fly ball into right field. Cranepool settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 9, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harkness hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 0-for-2 in the game. Gonder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schwal fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 9, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Hawk Taylor now catching. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Clendenin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Bailey hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Clendenin moves to second. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-3 in the game. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Samuel fields it and throws to second for the out. Clendenin moves to third. One out. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pagliarani hits a ball on the ground towards short. Samuel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 9, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-2 in the game. Cranepool bunts towards third. Bailey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Elliott hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stargell. Elliott reaches second base with a double. Cranepool moves to third. Larry Brautite is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brautite is 0 for 2 in the game. Brautite hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schwall fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman pinch hits for Jerry Hinsley. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cranepool scores. Elliott scores. It's 9-2, Pirates. John Stevenson pinch hits for Amado Samuel. John Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 9, and the Mets 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Wakefield now pitching. Al Moran now playing shortstop. Don Schwall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schwall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Schwall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wakefield fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Schofield takes first base on ball 4. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 9, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Harkness hits a line drive towards the mound. Schwall can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Tommy Sisk now pitching. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hunt bunts towards third. Bailey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harkness moves to second. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clemente. Taylor reaches second base with a double. Harkness scores. Hunt moves to third. It's 9-3, Pirates. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hunt scores. Taylor moves to third. It's 9-4, Pirates. Frank Bourque now pitching. Dick Smith pinch hits for Ed Cranepool. Dick Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Clendenin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Elliott strikes out. 2 outs. Larry Brautite is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brautite is 0 for 3 in the game. Brautite hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Mazeroski fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 9, and the Mets 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Smith now playing right field. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barait scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Clendenon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hunt fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Bailey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-4 in the game. Mazeroski hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 9, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Rex Johnston now playing left field. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran hits a fly ball into center field. Verdun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Cannell pinch hits for Bill Wakefield. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Harkness hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Cannell moves to second. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hunt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cannell moves to third. Harkness moves to second. Roy Face now pitching. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to second for the out. Cannell scores. Harkness moves to third. 2 outs. It's 9-5, Pirates. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a line drive into center field. Verdun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 9, and New York Mets, 5. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.